The parsha opens with a last-ditch effort by Moshe Rabbeinu to enter the land for which he so desired, Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe davens for an entire year almost, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally tells him, enough is enough, you are not coming into Eretz Yisrael. And sadly, Moshe Rabbeinu is not destined to enter Eretz Yisrael. He did not merit crossing the Yarden. The Chidah has an unbelievable interpretation to the dialogue that took place between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Yaakov Ruveni in Parshas Maaseh says that Moshe Rabbeinu was punished with gulfs for killing the Mitzri back in Mitzrayim. Moshe was sent into exile. He was sent to an Ir Miklat. The Yaakov Ruveni finds an allusion in the pasuk that describes how a rotzeach b'shogeg, a murderer accidentally kills someone. He must flee to an Ir Miklat, to a city of refuge. It says in the pasuk, Tachin lecha derech, prepare for yourself a path. Ushashlal shes gvul artzecha, and break it up into three different sections. Asher yanchilcha Hashem elokecha, that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give over to us. Vayala nus shama karotzech, and it will be those places to which the murderer of the rotzech will flee. The word shama, shin mem hei, contains the same exact letters as Moshe, mem shin hei. Moshe was sent to Shama. He was sent to the city of refuge. And where was that Ir Miklat? The Midbar was the Ir Miklat. Moshe Benu was sent to the Midbar after killing the Mitzri. And how does a murderer get freed from the city of refuge? How does he escape the Ir Miklat? Freedom is granted with the death of the Kohen Gadol, as described in the Mishnah Maseches Makos. In this case, it was his brother Aaron, who was the Kohen Gadol. Aaron died just a few days earlier in Rosh Chodesh Av, and Moshe began davening on Tu B'Av. 15 days afterwards, he started davening. He wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. Parshas Veschanan began in Tu B'Av, and he finished all the way until he died, Zayin Adar. Moshe believed that his jail sentence was over with the death of his brother, the death of the Kohen Gadol. The Misa of the Kohen Gadol frees those who are in Ari Miklat, those who are in Gullus. Unfortunately for Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said otherwise. For Moshe too was a Kohen Gadol. The Gemara in Tzvachim Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen. And the understanding is that he wasn't just a regular Kohen, but Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol. And even though Moshe was stripped of the kuna and was given to Aaron, the Chidah explains that Moshe's children were not going to be Kohanim, but as for Moshe Rabbeinu himself, he remained a Kohen Gadol. That being said, the Lacha dictates that if the Kohen Gadol himself engages in a murder, he must remain in the Ari Miklat until the day he dies. Moshe was a Kohen Gadol. He killed a Mitzri. There is no freedom for him, even though his brother Aaron died. And the Chidah now explains the conversation to the Pesukim. Veschanan el Hashem be'eis ahi le'mur. Moshe davened to Hashem at that moment. Moshe davened to Hashem thinking that this is his opportunity to enter Eretz Yisrael has arrived. After the death of Aaron, Hashem Elokim Ata Achilosa Laharos Es Avdecha Eskalech, who began, show me your servant, me Moshe Rabbeinu, your greatness, what's Galacha? Moshe Rabbeinu says is a reference to the Kohen Gadol, Galacha. In other words, the death of the Kohen Gadol, the death of Aaron, was Moshe's pass into Eretz Yisrael. Hashem's response, however, was that Moshe Rabbeinu was also a Kohen Gadol. But Yomer Hashem Rav Lach, you are also a great Rav. You are also a Kohen Gadol. And for that reason, Moshe Rabbeinu must remain in Gullus until the end of his life. After all is said and done, the Chidah concludes that as sad as it is for Moshe, and for us, to hear that Moshe Rabbeinu was not Zoche to enter into the Holy Land, it is for the benefit of the people in Chutz Laaretz. The presence of Moshe Rabbeinu remaining outside of Eretz Yisrael somehow provides life, energy, and spirituality to the world outside of Eretz Yisrael. The fact that life can exist, prosper, and excel outside of Kedush of Eretz Yisrael is in the merit of Moshe Rabbeinu, who is buried in Chutz Laaretz. May the Zechus of Moshe Rabbeinu protect us all living in the diaspora, and may we merit to return to Eretz Yisrael along with Moshe and Aaron with the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Then here of Yamenu, Amen v'Amen.